too kind.
She's from Iowa. She hates Mr. Met, so she set him on Iowa.
Yeah, jeez. What are you doing? Are you playing the other one?
Oh, yeah. It auto-played it.
You doofus.
This is the second version.
Well, but...
What?
I'm done with that.
What? That's Young Legs.
Thank you, Young Legs.
Steuben.
Thank you, Young Legs. Okay, right.
So you played the original.
The original one that rhymed Iowa and Fiowa.
She's from Iowa.
That just says, where is Young Legs from that he doesn't know how to pronounce Iowa?
I know, I think he forced the rhyme.
Yeah, but that's pretty forcing to try to rhyme Iowa with fire.
Steuben says, whoa, OG version. OG indeed. Thanks to Steuben and Young Legs for recording two versions of our theme song.
We love the theme song very much, and we appreciate it a lot. And I really do, like, sometimes during, I always have this thing where I get, like, little messages from my subconscious. Like, I hear songs in my head, and then I start paying attention to what the lyrics are, and they're, like, giving me a message. It happens to me a lot, right?
You do? You get messages from songs?
Yeah, I get messages
like
from songs
Skelter?
In my head. Yes. And so a lot of times, like, I'm feeling really frazzled, and I realize that I've got the Sportsy Talk theme song going in my head. I'm going, everything's gonna be A-okay. And I'm like, oh, that's cheerful.
Like,
and
in a cheerful way or in a maniacal, spiraling out kind of way?
No, it's cheerful. It's, like, reassuring. It's like, everything's gonna be A-okay. And I'm like, oh, great, everything's gonna be okay. Everything's fine. Yeah.
It's a happy song.
Great. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. This is the most trusted team in sports talk radio today. Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet.
Bronwyn.
Jim.
Settled down in the valley. She hung her wild years on a spike that she drove through Jim the Poet's forehead. Jim the Poet was a spent piece of used jet trash.
Pretty much. We could play that. Do you want to play that, too?
No, we're cool.
I love
Frank's Wild Years is a good song, too.
I have it right here.
No, I mean, we got to get to our show, yeah.
No, I mean, we could just play music our whole show. I don't care.
We could just play Frank's Wild Years on repeat.
Do you
for
want to play it again?
50 times.
I'll play it.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song. Come on, I love Frank's Wild Years.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Call into Sportsy Talk with the most trusted team in sports talk radio today.
Here you go. I love the fact that you knew all the lyrics to this. Like, before I even played it, you were, like, reciting it.
Frank settled down out in the valley, and he hung his wild years on a nail that he drove through his wife's forehead.
It's just so chipper.
Sold used office furniture out there on San Fernando Road and assumed a $30,000 loan at 15.25%, put a down payment on a little two-bedroom place.
15.25%, man.
His wife was a spent piece of used jet trash, made good Bloody Marys, kept her mouth shut most of the time, had a little chihuahua named Carlos that had some kind of skin disease.
That's the part I love it. The chihuahua named Carlos.
They had a thoroughly modern kitchen, self-cleaning oven, the whole bit. Frank drove a little sedan.
They were so happy.
Yeah. They're so happy.
One night, Frank was on his way home from work. He stopped at the liquor store, picked up a couple of Mickey's Big Mouths.
Those are good.
Those, man. Those
were
great.
Went to the Shell station. Got a gallon of gas and a can. Drove home, doused everything in the house, torched it. Parked across the street laughing, watching it burn. Halloween orange and
chimney red.
That's how I feel. It's like
Frank,
we're just like laughing, watching this show burn.
Got
you
on
know?
The Hollywood freeway, headed north. Never could stand that dog.
Is think we found our next Hoof and Mouth song.
Yeah, that'd be good.
We could do two part.
Yay, 201-209-9368 if you want to talk about sports or anything else.
Because it's Shark Week.
It's Shark Week. Do you have the Jaws theme?
Shark Week. Oh, wait, I didn't get it up yet.
Oh. Yeah, that's what you always
We only had the theme. You'll be very disappointed to know that we only had the record to Jaws 2, which has
we don't have Jaws.
Like, how do we not have the theme song to Jaws? Boo.
Boo. Do you have it? I got the Jaws.
I got Jaws 3.
No, I don't want Jaws 3. I want Jaws.
We're going to need a bigger sushi boat. We got to go to Jaws 3 because we told our parents that Steven Spielberg directed it.
What?
And he had clearly not directed it.
What?
I'm sorry, Mom. We lied to you all those years ago.
Why did your...
My mom listens to the show, so...
Why was Steven Spielberg directing it or not directing it?
I think we could, at that point, say that Steven Spielberg directed anything, and we'd be able to go to it.
But why? I don't understand.
Because he was just so wholesome at the time. You know, he'd done E.T. Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
E.T. had a 10-year-old making a penis joke in the original.
I didn't get the penis joke then or now. Which penis joke?
In the original E.T., at the very beginning, the two 10-year-old kids, or this 10-year-old kid and his
Elliot
brother.
Elliot and his older brother, right?
And they're at the breakfast table or something, and Elliot calls his older brother penis breath.
So I missed that joke.
Right, and I think they cut it out later on. Oh, what's this?
Shark Week.
That's the greatest theme in the history of.
Well,
movies.
I don't know. Rocky is a pretty great theme.
No, this is better.
This is better than a Rocky theme.
This is better than anything. Listen to this.
Star Wars.
This is better.
Who's Johnny by El DeBarge? That was good for Short Circuit.
Who's Johnny? She said.
All right, that's it.
Okay, good.
Did I tell you that I met Peter Benchley?
No.
I used to do events for our authors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was.
Don't you still sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. I work at a university bookstore now, but I used to. That was my whole job, was to do author events, whether it was in the store or in a different place. So like the New England Aquarium, which is like on the waterfront there in the harbor, they were like, "Oh, we're having this big event with Peter Benchley," and so I rolled all his books across town or whatever, took a cab with like 500 books, and he jumped in the tub. So like the New England Aquarium is built like the Guggenheim Museum, where there's like this, you know, the Guggenheim has this like center. They have a stairway that kind of rolls around. You can see all. But in the middle is like a big aquarium. Like there's a big like fishbowl in the middle.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of great whites. And so Peter Benchley was like swimming with the great whites and hanging out with them. He jumped in the water.
With a great white shark.
Chilling with the great whites.
Why didn't they eat him?
Well, because he's like super smart about great whites now, because he had written all these books or whatever, and he gets out of the thing and starts talking to like this media outfit that's there, one of the channels, and he says, "If I knew when I was young what I knew today about great white sharks, I never would have written Jaws."
Then he never would have been rich and famous. So.
I know, but he's like, he was so upset about the effect that Jaws had on the culture, where people were afraid of sharks, people feared sharks, people hunted sharks. Like, he was, like, so upset at the damage that he'd done. He's like, these are beautiful animals. They really don't mean humans harm. They're not sinister in any way. Like, they're just kind of, like...
How come people get attacked by sharks, then? People get attacked by sharks all the time. I mean, like, people are always losing their legs.
They're not looking for humans. I mean, like,
but if they find one, they'll eat it.
Right, but I mean, they're not. They're humans aren't even on their radar until like.
Well, of course not, because
they're eating
them. We don't like live in the water.
But the number of actual real shark attacks on humans is so infinitesimal compared to like kangaroo attacks, probably, or like something like that. Koala attack. Koalas are brutal. Like koalas tear you up, and everyone's like, "Oh, koalas are great," and it's like, "No, they will kill you." So he was really like, he was really deep. I was like, wow, man, that's pretty deep for a guy who got real famous writing about sharks.
I'm
to
rich.
Be like,
yeah. What animal could we write about that we could get famous writing about?
Well,
koala attacks.
Koala attacks would be pretty sweet.
We could write about koala.
Pandas. Pandas are really mean too, man.
Panda. We could write about, like,
what if pandas
there's
get
a, there's a squirrel right now in Prospect Park in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's a that would be a pretty good.
Apparently has rabies, although squirrels,
he's been attacking people in Prospect Park.
Squirrels do not often get rabies. It's very rare for a squirrel to get rabies, but they can't figure out if the squirrel is not rabid, why is he biting people?
Well,
in
he
Prospect
someone
Park?
Went there was a video of somebody who was holding out their hand for the Prospect Park squirrel
to bite.
And, like, had some nuggets there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the squirrel's like, I'm not interested in whatever, you know, kashi bits you have for me. I'm actually interested in your finger. And, like, bit the dude's finger.
Yeah, well, what do you expect if you
I think squirrels have a taste for blood. That's what I'm saying. Once you get a taste for blood.
You shouldn't be holding your hand out to a wild animal. A squirrel is not
a tame
pet.
That's a very bad idea in general.
You know, yeah, it's just ridiculous.
So.
Okay, so the reason we were playing the shark theme from Jaws.
Because it's Shark Week on
Shark Week
Discovery,
on Discovery Channel. And Michael Phelps, this is getting back to sports, Michael Phelps, the swimmer, got a little high again.
He was high during the show?
Well, yeah, because, you know, remember when Michael Phelps got caught, like, smoking dope and he had to, like, stop swimming for a while and then
that
he
was
came
weird.
Back
like,
and everything. It's like, who cares, right? So Michael Phelps got a little high and thought that he was racing a shark for Shark Week.
Well,
and the Discovery Channel, like, just plugged it and plugged it and plugged it and hyped it and hyped it and hyped it. Michael Phelps racing a shark on Shark Week. And then people tuned in to see it and it was like, no, it's like a fake CGI shark that they did or something.
Well, they did. First of all, how do you get a shark to race a human?
Yeah, you can't, right? So you just get the human high. He got a little high.
No.
Phelps got a little high.
No, they had like
and he
some,
thought he was racing a shark.
They
and
put
he wasn't
like a,
racing a shark at all.
No, they put a pork chop
high.
On a hook, and
yeah.
then like they
and
were
then,
dragging
they
it behind a boat.
It, drag it in front of Michael Phelps.
And the shark's
and
like, whoa, what the heck's that?
Michael Phelps
and it goes,
is chasing the pork chop. And meanwhile, they put in this CGI shark, and then,
no,
and
they,
then
the
he
shark
lost
raced
anyway, right?
For, I mean, first of all, if you're going to
okay,
do...
First of all, if you're racing, and you have like something like... luring the one of the racers, you know? I mean, it's just like, that's not a race.
Right. That, like, it's not racing how, conditions. Yeah, I agree.
Right.
They
not.
Should have built it in a way where, like, a door opened and the shark goes out and the shark's, like, in its own little thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Can you get seawater to do that? It's really complicated. First of all, I should have named the shark. What's the shark's name? We don't know.
Jeff.
Jeff the shark?
What's the shark's name?
No, I'm saying what's the shark's
201-209-9368.
Give the shark a little personality.
Call 201-209-9368.
Little racing stripe on the side.
If you would like to name the shark that raced.
And then they didn't do it live, so they taped the whole thing. So that, you know,
it wasn't live because
they like superimposed the shark and the Michael.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, but the shark is chasing a pork chop, right?
But they if
Michael Phelps, if they had a pork chop for Michael Phelps to chase, if they had like a joint or something for Michael Phelps to chase that he would like.
Well,
you know,
one of the things I liked about it, because I think sports, I used to swim, I used to be one of the guys who did the breaststroke, and I did pretty well for a while.
I used to do butterfly.
Butterfly's hard, man, because you got to do that whole.
Yeah,
whatever.
I used to do that.
But, like, they gave Michael Phelps, like, a dorsal fin, like a shark or, like, a dolphin would have.
Uh-huh.
So he go. Well, I don't understand why all the swimmers don't get to have a dorsal fin in the Olympics.
Yeah, if I had a dorsal fin, I would have been in
They
the
had
Olympics.
Banned those. Remember they all wore those little, like,
special little
bullet-looking suits, right?
Yeah,
and they all
set
world records with them and stuff
and
like that.
Yeah, you can't wear those anymore.
Well, I'm saying, like, let's just do this, man. Like, let's stop goofing around.
Mm-hmm.
You give them, like a tail fin. You give them one on their back. You give them like a shark face.
Yeah.
How many wouldn't that be awesome?
They'd all look like mascots.
Yeah, they would look amazing.
You'd have mascots in the Olympics.
I mean, the numbers for, because we just, you know, Americans just win all these swimming races.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 3 weeks of the Olympics is just spent like them doing one lap, two laps, three laps, getting an award for each lap, you know, winning gold medals, you know, all the time.
Participation medals.
I'm just saying, like, make it more interesting for like the casual, if slightly bored viewer, me, you know, like.
There's nothing on sports
right now. There's no sports on right now.
Well,
baseball's going on.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
No.
Why doesn't baseball count?
I don't know, because I'm tired.
Because the Yankees are in last place. Wait, how are the Yankees doing?
No, they're second. They're second. They're right behind your team, the Red Sox.
The Red Sox haven't even started to play good, man.
Neither have the Yankees, although they're coming back now. They had a really bad slump right after, we talked about it last week, right after the All-Star break when Judge couldn't hit.
He couldn't hit, but
now he's hit two home runs in the last couple games.
Well, see, the Red Sox and Yankees are even in the loss column.
Mm-hmm.
But the Red Sox have won four more games because the Yankees
played more games.
Yankees rain out all the time.
The Red Sox have played more games, so they're ahead. But otherwise, the Yankees are going to.
Yankees made a big trade. They're going to be fine.
Hey, how's the I made you look up before the show. I made you look up how our
fantasy baseball.
We haven't talked about that.
Listener
in a long
Eugene
time.
Is in first place.
Congratulations,
I made a dubious trade to the Garbaggios of Matt Warwick around the 4th of July. That hasn't really turned into anything for either one of us.
You guys are in last place.
I'm in ninth. He's in tenth.
Yeah, last and next.
Danny D's only in fourth.
Yeah, but listener Jim F, who is our sportsy horsey correspondent.
How sportsy horsey?
He's in second.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing great.
I think it's impossible to make up. Like once you've
upstate, Chris is in third.
Like once you've got. Oh, you wrote this down.
I wrote some of it down. Yeah, listener Sebastian in Germany, who doesn't even know what's going on in baseball, is in eighth place ahead of you.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good.
But we're talking about this because we're also starting up the Fantasy Football League again. So if you want to be in the Fantasy Football League.
It's not even August yet.
Well, you got to get ready, man. You got to draft. You got to know what's going on.
Do we have to start this already?
Well, you're not. Do you want to be in the league this year?
I don't know. Scientists and experts just today.
Yeah.
Released
scientists
a new report.
And experts?
Scientists and experts, yes. Yeah. They have a facility, I don't know what you would call it, a study center in Boston.
Okay, for the head wound.
For brains.
Well,
damage,
I read about
the
this.
Damaged brains of athletes. And athletes are beginning to donate their brains.
When they die, not like in the middle of their lives.
Yeah, not in the middle of their lives, although most of them wouldn't miss it. So out of 211 brains from NFL players, 210 of them, show significant CTE damage.
That's not the numbers.
Yes, it is.
I thought it was only 10%.
No, it's like almost 99% of all the brains they've looked at from NFL players.
I thought it was 1,000 brains and 100.
No, significant damage, significant CTE type damage.
So does that, does that bum you out? Or?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I've been really upset about the whole concussion thing, the whole NFL ignoring the concussion thing. What the NFL did to the players, they're not supporting them. And now all these players are starting to quit because they said, I need my brain.
Oh, it's true. This is from the Washington Post. The latest brain study examined 111 former NFL players. Only one didn't have CTE.
Yes, right? It was 111, not 211.
What'd I say?
100, I said 211 and 210.
I thought it was 10%.
It was 111.
I was 10%? That's not that bad.
No. Out of 111, 110 of them.
Boston
CTE.
University has a giant school of medicine.
Yep.
Maybe we should get some brain surgeon on the show.
That'd be good.
This is our. We usually have a production meeting in the middle.
In the middle of the show.
We talk about a future show that will have lots of guests that we.
Someday.
Never.
We'll have,
someday we'll have.
But we will. 201-209-9368. If you want to name the shark that.
Or if you want to tell us that you have CTE. So I mean.
You have CTE.
I don't have CTE.
I've had a bunch of concussions.
Oh, I had a bunch. Yeah, yeah.
How many concussions have you had?
Well, I hit my head on the bottom of the pool when I was that was
right,
pretty
when
bad.
You were a swimmer. Yeah.
And then me and my little brother Andy got in a car accident where I hit my head against the window pretty hard.
Yeah.
I hit my head all the time because it's really bigger. It's much bigger than you would think it is.
Yeah, your head is huge.
Yeah, it's like Mr. Met-sized head.
Yeah, but mine
so
is
I'm always
too,
hitting
my,
it on
my
things
head is
and
really
stuff like
large,
that.
Too. I can't wear women's hats because my head is so huge. I have to wear men's hats most of it.
You have a great head, too. Where's your slouch
huge
hat? Where's your slouch? Oh, it's over there? Hat. You were wearing a beret today.
Yeah, I was wearing a beret, yeah.
Paul B.
It's
on
a
the
men's
boards.
Beret. Mm-hmm.
It's a very nice beret. I don't know how I would tell the difference between a men and a woman's beret.
Exactly.
I thought they're unisex.
No, they're kind of.
I mean, except for raspberry berets.
No.
Paul B. on the board says, "Why are people not combining left shark jokes with chasing Michael Phelps shark jokes?"
Correct. Thank you, Lister Paul
so
B.
So it
on
could
the
have
boards.
Been.
You can go on the boards at wfmu.org and comment.
It could have been Michael Phelps versus Shark versus Left Shark. I think that would have drawn in more viewers. Although people were really mad that there wasn't like a live race between Michael Phelps and a shark, which
well,
is like...
Well, that's kind of like what they plugged it in. I mean, they really hyped it. Like,
yeah,
it
but
was
I mean, at
happen.
This point, well, you were saying that... You were saying, I don't want to ruin your line. You should give your line, your hot take about Shark Week.
I don't remember. Oh, that it jumped the shark?
I was watching when I went to buy to buy beer before the show, and
that's
I was
why
like,
it's funnier.
They were showing Discovery Channel in the beer store, and I looked at the guy and I went Shark Week, and he goes Shark Week. But I so people are trained to be very excited about Shark Week, but then this one was kind of, I think people were upset that there wasn't a live shark and that Michael Phelps didn't get eaten, and I think people just felt down. You know, they feel everything. I think all institutions are betraying people now.
They lied to you.
All institutions are betraying us, and we can't even count on Shark Week.
If you can't count
on
Shark
Week, to unite us anymore.
What can you count on?
I mean, that's it, right? I mean,
that's all we had. Now it's gone.
People are trying to name the shark.
Name the shark. What are they suggesting?
Munchie the shark, says Niles. Bob Monroe says Bruce.
Bruce.
Glenn says Pudge. I guess it's like a catcher shark.
Oh, yeah.
Orbiting says Finnegan the shark.
Finnegan.
Only eats cannabis edibles.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Shark says, I have no name. is that an Arya Stark thing?
Yeah.
The shark has no name.
No one. The girl is no one.
Shark is no one.
The girl has no doggy treats. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. I didn't get it at first, and then I read about it online. This is a Game of Thrones show. On the HBO. Is that a sport? It's kind of a sport because it's the Game of Thrones. And so therefore, it's like a really big battle to figure out who's going to be able to sit on that.
Yeah,
they have a throne made of like swords that are all melted.
You
don't think it's a sport?
No.
But
it's
who do you
game.
Think is going to sit? Aren't we going to create? This is a part of our production meeting.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
We could do it for next week.
No, I don't have enough time.
It'll be easier for us because now there's some dead characters that we don't have to deal with.
No, I don't have. Not that many people died this week. Did anybody die? Nobody.
Yeah, they killed a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah, they killed the sand snakes. We don't care.
I don't know. Nobody cares about those guys. Dorn is lame. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
When good news,
the
Tour de France is over. So
it is? Who won the Tour de France?
Some guy.
Some guy won?
Frome.
Did he have a bike with a robot inside of it?
Probably. He didn't win a single one of the stages, but he did well enough that he won the whole thing.
What? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's like if one guy wins one stage and another guy wins another stage and another guy wins the other stage, but one guy comes in second on all of them, that guy wins overall.
Okay.
See?
And so he won the last stage?
No. He came in second or third on all the stages, and that was...
At some point, don't you have to win the race? Isn't there like the last day when you ride into Paris?
No, he won.
Don't you have to win that race?
I don't know. He won. No, you don't have to win.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's why we don't pay any attention to
Steuben. Steuben on the board says Sharky McSharkface.
Steuben, you win.
Sharky McSharkface.
I like that.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
We have call screener John, the people's call screener, is waiting for your call.
Ask him about if the Sixers or the Eagles are going to win
first. Will the Sixers win an NBA championship before the Eagles win a...
That's a tough call.
Yeah.
I'm going to be an old man when either one of those things happens.
Yeah.
No, I think the Sixers could be pretty good because they got a lot of young talent.
Yeah.
The Eagles, though, I don't know what's going on over there.
The Eagles in the Super Bowl.
I liked them better when they had that ridiculous coach.
The guy from Oregon?
Yeah, he was just like, I don't know, every play is like a Statue of Liberty play or some sort of like hide the ball up your shirt and run. Things like he would just like, but like, we don't even play defense, man. We just score 80 points a day.
That's fine.
Don't worry about it. So you're not going to be in the Fantasy Football League because you're worried about CTE? You wouldn't even like these football players, man. Like, after if they've played football, really, what good are they?
I know. That's terrible. Okay, you know who played football?
Aaron Hernandez.
And Aaron Hernandez 2.0J.
OJ's back. OJ's loose.
OJ is back. OJ was a football player before he murdered everybody, allegedly. But
he played football in Buffalo, so not everybody got to see him play.
Yeah, I know,
they were
but he was a great football player. And
he was much better at football than he was at you know, murdering people and stuff.
Yeah, apparently. Although, allegedly, because he was not convicted. He was not convicted.
Oh, yeah. OJ's going to sue WFMU because we're going to say that.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying his blood was on top of their blood.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, I don't even know
what that means. He was convicted of robbery, armed robbery.
That was a total frame-up, by the way.
Yeah,
it was
of course,
baloney,
right?
Nonsense.
Was totally.
Guys like, oh, hey, I know these guys who have a bunch of your stuff. Let's go get it. I'll get some guns, and we'll get drunk, and we'll go over there. And OJ's like, yeah, okay, that's cool, whatever. Like, we'll go over there. And then the dude is working with the cops, man.
Okay, like, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, for people who don't know,
yeah,
OJ Simpson...
He's a murderer.
He was a football player. He was accused of murder.
Killed his wife and some waiter.
It was just a random guy.
We thought it was his boyfriend. It was just some dude.
It wasn't even her boyfriend.
He's just being nice.
He just happened to be there.
He's like,
right?
She's pretty. I think I'll bring her sunglasses over to her house. And it's like, got murdered.
He got murdered for it.
Great.
Ron Goldman was his name.
Is that his name?
Uh-huh. And then O.J. Simpson, there was a big trial. And one of the lawyers was the Kardashian. Kardashian pair.
Oh, he was just
father,
like, he was just kind of hanging around.
Yeah, but he's the reason that we're inflicted with Kardashians now.
Yeah, I didn't know. I still don't understand the whole Kardashian.
He got famous being in the OJ trial.
Was he that famous?
Lawyer Kardashian was famous. And then his daughter, one of his daughters, went off and made some sex tape, and that, for some reason...
That usually sends you into the stratosphere in terms of, like, Paris Hilton was up there for a while, and then... But the Kim Kardashian is like Paris Hilton times a million.
It's so sleazy. It's so vile. It's just.
I mean, it depends what happens in the sex tape. I'm saying.
No, but I'm just like.
My sex tape really didn't. I mean, that's how I got on WFMU was by having
a sex
tape.
Yeah.
But I mean.
I slept my way under the station, actually.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can do it, man, I just can't. I can't do it, you know.
Oh, hey, we got a call. So anyway. So let's finish up with OJ, right? So the thing is,
OJ's going to be loose on maybe October 1st.
Yeah. So OJ Simpson, right?
Yeah. Murder.
He got.
I mean, technically,
he was acquitted.
I mean,
he was acquitted.
Technically,
he was acquitted. He was acquitted at trial.
His
right?
blood was on top of their blood.
He was acquitted. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
I don't even understand what happened with that glove.
Yeah, no, I don't even know either.
But he's
so then he got off. He was out. He was fine. And then...
He wasn't fine.
Well, you know. he was having a tough time.
Because you know, no one wanted to hang out with him anymore because he's a murderer.
Because he'll kill you. But, you know, he wasn't in prison. And then, yeah, as you said, there was a dealer of sports memorabilia in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Who had some OJ sports
OJ
memorabilia
stuff.
For sale. And some friend... of OJ said, oh, yeah, let's go get your stuff back because this guy's selling it.
So
and
they
he shouldn't
like
be selling
held
it.
Him hostage in
yeah,
some
they
hotel
had guns
room.
And they went in the hotel
tied him
room
up
and
pointed
stuff.
A gun at him.
Yeah, and so then everybody gets arrested, and then OJ goes to prison for 9 years for armed robbery for, like, you know, when he didn't go to prison for murdering anybody, but he went to prison for armed robbery. But now he got parole. Well, and everybody's like, at his parole hearing, like, oh, he's a fine person, really upstanding guy.
Well, he didn't kill anybody in jail.
No, he didn't
have any giant knives available.
Yeah, he was perfectly fine in jail.
He was really great in jail to a bunch of guys
great.
Who could probably kill him.
Yeah, so we're going to let
him out.
The
guy's 70 years old.
We're going to let him out in the population.
Yeah,
it was
fine. So,
yeah,
you know,
whatever.
Keep an eye out. We'll try to get him on the program.
Who, OJ?
Yeah, we'll try to get him on. We'll see if he can be on the program.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, so we have a call.
We'll do that on Christmas. At the Christmas show, we'll be...
Where's the phone at?
Where's the phone?
Here it is. WFMU, hello? You're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
I bet I could get OJ Simpson on the show.
Just go on his Facebook page. Start asking him if he's going to be on our show.
Yeah. I think that's not a good idea, but thanks for
well,
offering.
And remember, this is
Bullpen Betty.
It is Bullpen Betty calling from Times Square.
Oh. Times Square?
Well, that's exciting. What's happening
in front of the town hall on 43rd Street?
What's happening there tonight?
What's the town hall?
There's a lot of cars. There's a lot of people. It's you know, it's a lot of action in the big city.
Why are you there?
I am actually drinking
in front of town hall. All right. Do you have like a beer in a bag?
But
do you have like a 40?
To call you guys.
You have a 40 ounce in a bag?
Yeah. You know what? I have my St. Ives in a bag. So
great St. Ives.
Jim.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Yeah, we like that. Hey, we have another call.
We have another call.
Yeah, we have two calls on the air at once.
Before he was playing like a middle-aged suburban dad.
That's right. WFMU, you're on the air, other caller.
No, please continue. You're a lot more interesting than I am. I just like to
hear you. Oh, it's Lister David and Lister Betty on the same line. It's like...
Wow.
Oh, man, that's like never happened before, has it? That's incredible.
I don't know. Can they hear each other?
Yeah,
I think so.
Once before.
Oh, did it? Oh, all right, David. All right, so Betty, tell us about your drinking habits.
Yeah.
Can Betty hear us?
Sure.
Is Betty still there?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Hello, Betty.
Of course.
So, before we get into anybody's drinking habits, can I just give a quick, the reason why I exist on the show, can I give a quick baseball update?
Yep. And that, by baseball, you mean Yankees.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I do.
All right.
So the Reds are playing the Yankees tonight in the Bronx.
Reds? The Cincinnati Reds?
That's a win.
If we don't sweep them, then we are them, so do we.
Yes.
The Reds are in the National League.
Yes.
So this is some interleague play.
I hate interleague play.
Interleague play sucks.
Can I just say interleague play is the worst?
And yet
I don't like it. Yeah, I hate it.
Interleague play is straight garbage.
And the Reds have very bad record right now.
They're awful. They have Joey Votto, though, is probably going to hit like 5 home runs in Yankee Stadium this week because he's a huge, giant lefty.
From the Reds, right?
He's from the Reds.
So that's the status. But, you know, the Yankees are sort of hanging in there because Boston has been losing the last 3 games. Jim?
Yes.
What? I didn't do it. They're fighting. In Boston, they're fighting. Dennis Eckersley got yelled at by David Price a month ago on a plane. And they're still talking about it in Boston like it was the Boston Tea Party. Like, they're literally obsessed with it. It's like, who cares? Dennis Eckersley, he's a Hall of Famer. He calls the games for the Boston Red Sox. Said something bad about another pitcher. And then David Price, just out of the blue one day, like, went, hey, man, you're a jerk. And that, like, this is, like, the hottest thing that's happened in Boston in, like, 20 years. It's like, who cares?
It's really sad.
It's very sad.
I'm not a big fan of David Price, surprisingly.
He's kind of a jerk. Yeah, he's kind of a weird guy.
He is. And the Yankees are usually able to beat him. They didn't the last time they played him, but he's not usually a threat to the Yankees. So
the Red Sox have a lot of left-handers now, and so it's like with guys like Aaron Judge hitting at 7,000 feet or whatever it was. Didn't he hit one? He hit one almost out of Safeco Field the other night.
Did
you see that one?
Yes,
it was like
he did.
3 rows from the back of the top deck.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god.
It was amazing.
He did, and they lost that game anyway. I think.
Oh, who cares?
They did take 3 out of 4, so they won that series for the first time in over a month. They hadn't won a series.
That's true.
So, yeah, so they're sort of back in it. They're in the wild card position right now.
Well, that's good. That's all you need.
Kansas City has sort of showed up all of a sudden again. And if you remember, Kansas City won the World Series a couple of years ago. So perhaps
that's like a
formidable opponent.
Yeah. I lived in Kansas City for a while. I went and saw those guys play.
They beat the Mets, man.
It was horrible.
That was terrible.
Who cares?
The Yankees, the Yankees might get Giancarlo Stanton, Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
They traded for Robertson and Frazier last week.
That other Frazier. Yeah. Now they have 2 Fraziers.
I'm happy with that.
I'm too confused.
I feel relieved that he's our reliever.
Betty.
Yeah.
What do you want to name the shark that raced against
Michael
Phelps?
Oh, Sharky McShark Face.
Sharky
McShark Face. Okay. That seems to be the winning.
Actually, I went on to that. I saw the article in the Times today.
I never see the Times. All my friends that worked for the Times have taken the buyout.
You got to take the money. You got to take the money.
Yeah, they're all going to be gone now. Yeah.
Is it a good buyout?
It's complicated.
But they're just like getting rid of all the copy editors because like they're gonna have an app for that or something like that.
They're getting rid of a lot of people in production.
Well, because you don't need newspapers anymore because everyone's reading on the computer.
Yeah, who cares, right?
Oh well.
How about reporters? They've been buying reporters out for years.
They're getting rid of everybody.
No, but they're just sending them all. Like they're trying for that Pulitzer against the Washington Post, so they're gonna try to get that Trump guy. So hopefully we'll see how that works out.
Good luck.
But, so I saw that shark story today, and I thought maybe it was bad karma to, like, participate. I'm afraid of sharks.
Everyone's afraid of sharks. Who's not afraid of sharks?
Well, Peter Benchley is not afraid of sharks.
He probably pays them, you know?
He found out everything was fine with the sharks. He's sorry that he wrote that story.
What are you guys? Did you already talk about naming the shark?
What?
A Sharky McShark Face is a pretty good name.
That's a good name. We'll go for that.
I would do something straight, you know, Usain Bolt. Like, there must be some pun on his name that you could name the shark where it was like.
Because it's like a Michael Phelps.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I don't know. I got to look it up.
I wanted to call him Jeff, I think.
I'll have a good one by next week.
All right. Next week we'll have a... Ah! What's that?
Be careful there.
New York City traffic. Sorry.
Right, be careful.
It's better than the subway.
Just so everybody knows in advance, the Yankees are playing the Mets in the middle of August.
Yeah.
And that's Subway Series, so that's exciting. Two games
Subway
at Yankee
Series.
Stadium and then two games at Citi Field.
That's so fantastic.
So I'm going to be going to, I think, probably one of the Citi Field games because I'd like to wear my Granderson Yankee T-shirt just to piss everybody off. So that'll be fun.
Mets fans are so broken at this point that
they won't even care.
They're just like completely destroyed and devastated.
Well, DeGrom is still pitching like a hero. So
yeah, that's
once
true.
In a while,
I would shut him down. That they have that's not arm hasn't fallen off, I would say stop throwing. We'll have a shortstop pitch a game. Like
whatever.
At this point, just wrap it up.
Yeah, forget
make sure
it.
Nobody else gets
give
injured.
Up. Give up. The most trusted team in sports talk radio today, Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet, will be going to see the Yankees play the Mariners, our other favorite team.
Oh, you love the Mariners.
Well, now we do.
Dale on the board says the Shark should be named Insane Bolt.
Oh, that's
Insane
good.
That's pretty
Bolt.
Good. That's getting there. You're getting
that's
there.
That's good. All right. Dale
not
on
bad.
The boards. All right, thanks, Betty. We'll see you.
All right, thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay,
yep,
cool.
We'll see you.
Thanks,
Betty.
Bye.
Oh,
is David still
David's
there?
David's still
Hi,
there.
Guys.
Hi, David.
Hey, David, how are you?
So, I remember the O.J. thing when it was happening. If you recall,
when the murder was actually occurring?
At the end of the whole thing, Thingamaroo. And
Thingamaroo.
On the right
I
side
like Thingamaroo. That's a great word.
On the left side has City College.
Uh-huh.
City College were going like crazy.
Yeah, they were happy.
While Columbia said, wow, man, it's a fix. They were all somber and whatnot.
Well, they were lawyers. They didn't make any money on the case, so they must have been kind of upset.
I didn't know that Kardashian or anything like that was involved. My thing was focused more on a Star Trek The Old Generation guy who came out on Star Trek, that lawyer, F. Lee Bailey, I think
F. Lee Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of hanging around drinking during the
They arrested him with cups in front of him because he was too big in front to be cups in back. He could have been smothered to death.
I think he was the one who took down Mark Furman.
No,
they were like, F. Lee Bailey, you're a racist. Why don't you go?
My throat cut, and I'm still talking to you. I did report to my cousin real quick, and I paid for a tape. So give me 3 minutes. I got to play this for you.
Oh, you got
to
a few minutes?
Stop the Madness by Speed Design. And don't you know, I'm playing it for my living room and to expand my home a little bit more than just my room in my room. And it got snagged. Now I got to splice it and dice to put it back together. It means the world to me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put it back together again. The problem is I have a terrible boombox now. I have about three
you
or
have
four
a boombox?
Sony boomboxes that are really good, but they have to be repaired.
You got to go to what's the name of that place where you buy turntables? J.P.
I don't
Richard
know,
and Sons.
Man. No, that didn't they close
what
down?
Was the one downtown?
Ago?
I don't know.
No, J&R, but they
J&R,
closed.
Yeah.
They closed years ago.
J&R
closed years ago.
The Radio Shack. Is there a Radio Shack near you that's still open?
There is a Radio Shack on 6th Avenue. There's a Radio Shack on 6th Avenue. I don't know if it's a good one, but there's still one in existence.
It's got a lot more sense than when I used to buy it. I have a collector's calculator from Radio Shack, and also I have a lot of chips. I used to buy them.
You got to save those chips, man. They'll be good on eBay later.
I have a major store there around Carnegie Hall.
Uh-huh.
And I used to go in there. I used to buy chips like off the rack.
I had an electric typewriter once.
And then I got
finally
upscale, and I got a lot of chips from Texas Instruments. I mean, I can do
Texas
a lot
Instruments.
Of
Does Texas Instruments still exist?
Military, but I don't attempt it.
Yeah, they
if
do.
I had the
they make mostly calculators,
though.
The know-how.
People still use
and
calculators.
And I don't, so I'm no threat to nobody. Now that I've overcome my throat, and my doctor see me August 1st for checkup.
August 1st.
I have to overcome August 19th just to see if it's just... scar tissue left after radiation on my lung site.
You're going to be okay,
no
David.
Pinpoint needle points there. The suspiciously, just like scar tissue, would after so much radiation. Remember, I went straight through the whole gamut. I only weakened in the last 1-3 days. But I'm doing fine. I just want to get the results in from the August 1st. I go for a CAT scan after the throat. And then, I don't know, is it that my cousin find out through the computer? I don't want to know beforehand. I guess before my oncologist told me. But I do want to know, in a way, because I want to know, I want to party beforehand.
You got a party.
You got a party, David.
Until I see my oncologist, she confirmed, but we already knew already something but scar tissue over that site.
Well, we'll have a good thought for you this week.
We're going to be praying for you, David, and we know you're going to be okay, so let us know,
right? Hey, babe, you know it's true. It always, all your misses, your prayers, it's the power of prayer. Oh, Brahman still got me believing, you know, for sure. I am blessed. How many lives am I going to have? God, please.
More.
This guy has got to be scar tissue. I don't have nine lives.
More.
He's already given me two, three, or four.
I really believe you're going to be okay, David. I don't know what we do without you.
I believe in you. Believe in me.
All right, take care, David.
Take care.
I am you and you are me always.
All right, we love you, David.
Good night.
Okay, you too. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
I thought of a good name for the shark.
Yeah, what is it?
Shark Furman. Because Mark Furman, he's the racist
shark
cop.
Shark Furman.
It could be Shark Furman.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
Big news in the world of gay rugby. And who even knew that there was gay rugby? I didn't even know. I love that there's gay rugby. There are international gay rugby leagues. There is an international World Cup of gay rugby, which
World
is going to be happening.
Rugby.
It's going to be happening in 2018 in Amsterdam.
In Jersey City?
No, in Amsterdam.
Damn.
You know,
we can't afford that. It's like
World Cup. It's like a big deal. All the gay rugby teams.
Yeah.
That win their leagues are going to be going, right?
Okay.
So the Gotham Knights.
That's the name of the
Gotham Knights is our local New York City gay rugby team.
We need to get them on the show.
Yeah. Oh, God, I didn't even think of that.
Write it down.
Make a note. Gotham Knights. Okay. Sexy rugby bachelors, it says right here.
They're sexy rugby bachelors?
That's what it says. There's pictures.
So they're single and gay?
I've got pictures of them.
They're not in long-term relationships?
Apparently not. So they're doing a fundraiser. They're in, I believe they're in second place in the United States League.
Okay.
If they get into first place, I don't know exactly what the cutoff is, if it's they have to win the league or if they can be in second place or not. But apparently they're full of confidence, and they feel that they are going to be going to the Rugby World Cup, and so they are fundraising already to get there. And so they're having an auction. You can go in and bid for a date with one
get
of these.
Get a date with a,
with
one
a,
of
with
the
a gay rugby guy.
The gay rugby guy.
A gay rugby guy. Yeah.
Now, is it? What do you think it's like? I mean, do you think they sort of try out rugby moves while you're dating with them and stuff like that?
Are they going to cup your ears?
And
you're going to be auctioned off.
Throw you around or something like that.
Auctioned off at the Stonewall Inn, July 26th. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
So check it out.
Yeah, 7 p.m. at the Stonewall
Inn. Bid on some...
A date with a rugby guy, a gay rugby guy.
Gay rugby guys.
Yeah.
I think I would watch a gay Olympics. I think if there was a gay Olympics,
I've got a picture of someone with their shirts off.
What do you think?
Well, two of them have kind of like dad bods. I'm kind of surprised.
So what's wrong with that? What are you saying?
No, I have a dad bod.
I have two dad bods.
You have two dad bods.
My dad bod has a dad bod.
It's fine, but it's just, I mean, I kind of thought, you know, if you're a gay rugby player with your shirt off, I kind of expect, like, the six-pack and the, you know, muscles.
No, there's
and
some
stuff.
People like the bear, the fat bear.
Yeah, but these guys don't, these guys aren't bears because they don't have hair and stuff.
Oh, they can get some.
Do you know what an otter is? I think that's interesting.
What's an otter?
An otter is like a little wimpy guy that has a lot of hair.
You know, like a slim, narrow...
Young guy with a lot of hair.
That's a thing.
That's the thing that the kids go for now. Sure. Yeah, well, you know, everybody has something that they
like
go for.
Like a twink,
whatever it is.
A hairy twink.
No, I think a twink. Yeah, twink. Yeah, probably like a hairy twink. Yeah.
Hairy twink.
Doesn't sound very good.
Next on WFMU, the song "Hairy Twink"
by
Shark Furman.
Shark Furman and the Otters. Yeah.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
But we should try to get some gay rugby players on there. We had the Gotham Girls Roller Derby girls on.
We should get them to get. We should just have a whole,
like,
just as many
terrifying
sports figures we can get in
yeah,
here
that'd
as
be
possible.
Good. We should try that, yeah. I like this song, right? This is my go.
That's your jam?
This is my go bid on a gay rugby player date song. Yeah. This is,
Oh, tonight.
Hmm? What's happening tonight? Tonight?
In Harrison, New Jersey.
Yes, what?
My team, Tottenham Hotspur, will be playing Roma.
They are not.
They do. They play.
Wait, what?
So the really good teams like leave Britain and Europe and go to places where no one knows who they are.
Wait, Tottenham
like
Hotspur?
New Jersey.
Wait, why didn't you tell me this?
I didn't know it was a Tuesday.
Tottenham Hotspur is playing tonight?
Yeah, we could go there later if you want.
Where?
It's at the Harrison, where the Red Bulls play.
How do we get there?
We just take the path train the other way.
Really?
Yeah, and we get out before Newark. But they play all this, guys.
Wait, who are they playing? They're playing Roma?
Roma.
What the
So
heck?
All the best teams in the world come
what
to the United
the
States because no one knows who they are.
Yeah.
And they there was all this stuff from Tottenham Hotspur last week.
Why didn't you tell me this?
Well, I thought it was going to be on a Saturday, and then I lost track of the day, and the tickets were too expensive and
oh
stuff like
God,
that.
Oh, my God, you're as bad as Sluggo. Sluggo made us drive all the way to Woodstock Sunday for a memorial service that's happening next Sunday. Because he can't figure out calendars.
Oops.
You know, they have all those squares
Time
with numbers
is an
in
illusion.
Them. It is. God, we could have gone to that.
Let me see how much the tickets are. Oh, here we go.
Right,
8 o'clock at Red Bull Stadium.
Tottenham Hotspur.
The tickets are still hundreds of dollars.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't want to pay that.
No,
I want to pay like a dollar.
No, we can't.
I want to get in for free.
Yeah, we can't afford that. If we'd known in advance.
They're all in the top row, too.
If we'd known in advance, we could have,
No, they were like.
Weaseled our way
in. They were like $40, and then they sold out the whole stadium because it's Tottenham and.
Yeah.
I love the Spurs. Not the.
If you love them so
basketball
much,
Spurs.
Why aren't you there seeing them if you love them
I want to
so
see
much.
Them in, an actual game because this is like a. They play a game against Roma, but it's like a friendly, and you drink beer during it, and they have a little red
that
wine.
Sounds like fun. I don't
and then they kick the ball around a little, but maybe or probably don't. It's just like they're getting ready for. It's like spring training for baseball is this summer stuff for soccer. So there was all this stuff with Tottenham Hotspur. They were like, oh, let's go on Space Mountain. Let's go on Thunder Mountain. They were down in Orlando.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, and
what's
now they're
Thunder Mountain. I know what
Thunder
Space
Mountain's
Mountain
is. The train one that goes through the.
What?
It doesn't do any loops or anything like that. It's pretty good, actually.
Mm. Have you been on it, or you just know about it?
I've been on it a million times.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
It's great. It's pretty good. It's fast.
When do you go to Orlando?
I was there the last time I was there. I was 17 or 18. So I guess
like
I don't know that it's
years
changed.
Ago?
The ride hasn't changed.
Anymore.
All those rides are the same.
They don't have it anymore.
Ken from Hyde Park says face blind and calendar blind. What a couple. Ralphine says,
true.
I like Harry Kane. Harry Kane, one of the handsome British strikers for the Tottenham Hotspur.
Yes.
He's super cheap. He grew up loving Tottenham. Mm-hmm. And now he's a superstar that scores 40 goals a year.
All right.
He's great.
Is he playing tonight, or did they just send the second team over?
They send a bunch of scrubs. No, the whole team is there.
They don't send.
And if it's close at the end, they send in the real players.
Yeah, but you don't get to see the real players.
Bob Monroe says you'll never walk alone. That's Liverpool.
Oh, that's Liverpool. Yeah,
yeah and I don't
we
like
talked
those
about
guys.
That.
The Red Sox owners own Liverpool, but I don't care about those.
WFMU,
guys.
You're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hi guys, I just want to find out real quick: are you going to the August 4th concert at Monty Hall? Will Little Miss Maju be singing?
Sure, we are.
We are.
You are?
Yeah, of course.
I'm gonna do my darnest and be there. I got my ticket already in sight.
All right, thanks, David. We'll see you there.
Bye.
Shouldn't I have bought tickets for that? I don't have tickets for that. What do you? What?
Hey, Cricket.
You'll never walk alone.
Cricket.
Yeah, ladies' cricket.
Oh, you knew it was about ladies' cricket,
yeah,
right? That I was going to talk about the ladies' cricket, India and England?
England won, right?
Yeah, England.
That's a huge win for them because they can't possibly win the men's side.
No.
Because they get crushed
in cricket.
Cricket.
I was looking up this cricket stuff, right?
Well,
did
you have a channel of cricket stuff?
No. I was looking at BBC World News. And they had this...
BBC World News.
Yes.
I'm Chester McChesterton.
and online, right? And so I saw this thing about sports, and it was women's cricket. And I was I didn't even know they had women's cricket, right?
Okay.
And then it had live updates. When England was playing India, they had live updates. And the live updates were just incomprehensible to me.
Well,
they would say
doesn't make any sense
whatsoever. But then I realized, the thing is, it's that's so boring. What are you? Oh, no, we now stop.
We're not
that.
Playing that?
No.
Why not?
I don't, because it's not relevant.
It's not, you'll never walk alone.
I turned it off. It's not relevant to anything. So,
Lady Cricket.
Lady Cricket. So they had these things, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about that on the air, about how I didn't understand what cricket means. And I was like, that's so stupid, you know, because...
I saw a guy get hit in the head the other day.
It's like when English people come over here and watch football, and then they write the inevitable column about...
how our football sucks
how football sucks, and it takes so long, and they have these big, you know... pauses in between plays and stuff. And I was just like, yeah, an American's talking about how they don't understand cricket. That's just as lame, you know? It's just lame. I mean, if we don't understand it, we should either understand it or shut up about it.
It would be cool if that ball went out of the park. That's all I'm saying. Like, the home run is a distinctly American thing where, like, the ball is gone. Like, there's no ball. The ball went away. That's really cool.
They don't
cricket is just like, I don't know, the ball rolled and rolled, and somebody eventually picked it up.
Yeah, exactly. Did you see that some guy invented a...
We're clapping for Marconi Island.
Marconi Island
coming
is here.
Up next.
Yay.
What's coming up on the island tonight, Devin?
Silent film accompanist.
Woo.
Ben Modell.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
I think that's you.
Library of Congress, hey. MoMA.
Ooh.
Wow. That's fancy.
Wow.
Hey,
Marconi
Devin.
Marconi is a classy show.
Devin, are
you
doing something in Yonkers soon?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that? Because I think I'm going to go. What? You can't?
You can't talk about it. It's a secret.
All right. It's a secret thing, but I'll find out about it, and I'll talk about it.
Stay tuned to the top of the hour for Marconi Island.
Yeah.
WFMU.
That thing is happening. What were we talking about before that?
Lady Cricket.
Lady Cricket.
I saw a guy getting hit in the head with a ball that was hit right back at him.
Yeah, but if it's a guy, it's not Lady Cricket.
No, but the ball is like
cricket.
A bowling ball, and the guy's head got, like, they had
really?
To, like,
what happened?
I don't know. The guy went away, and that was it. I didn't follow up on it because I'm...
Why are you mentioning it if we don't know what
happened? Because I was scared for the poor guy.
Well, then you didn't, but you didn't care enough
Glenn
to
Glenn says
find
women's
out.
Cricket should be called cicada.
That's like really
That's pretty
stupid.
Good.
No, it's stupid.
I think it's kind of funny.
No, it's stupid.
I think it's all right.
I think it's idiotic.
I mean, it's all right.
I'm sorry. Listener Glenn, I love you.
That's a good one.
Hey, Jordan Spieth won something. The British Open, right?
Yeah, so he hit his ball basically into the parking lot.
Yeah, and then his caddy talked him out of using a 9-wood and told him to use a 9. Told him to use a 9-iron instead, right?
What is a 9-wood?
I don't
like,
know.
What are you,
I'm just
you're going to hit it like 600 yards?
Yeah, exactly, right? So then he won.
Well, he got...
The best thing about Jordan Spieth winning?
Yeah.
Is that they're not comparing him to Tiger Woods anymore because Tiger Woods is so
He's actually
over.
Done something that Tiger never did. He won three
majors before he's 24.
But I didn't even watch. I didn't know. It was
well,
on.
Of course you didn't watch
I was
his
looking
golf.
For. I wanted to watch Meet
why
the Press
you watch,
and,
oh my God,
and, you know,
why
like
would you
have.
Watch golf?
Well, I don't know.
It's so boring.
I mean, super boring. They should just have,
golf.
Like, I don't understand because the
terrible.
Best golf has. Yeah. Like the windmills. And if they just put windmills on the course, I think it would make golf so
great.
Much more interesting.
I had to learn how to play golf
That's
once.
That's what I'm saying.
I had a job where I was supposed to go out and play golf with clients. So my company paid for me to take golf lessons so I could play golf.
Are you good?
No, I was. I
You'd have the
it.
Golf challenge.
I hated it. I was pretty good, but I mean, I hated it.
Sebastian says, is there bi rugby? Rug bi?
Rug
Get
bi?
It? Rug
yeah.
bi? R-U-G bi?
No, there's gay rugby. There's trans. There, the Gotham Knights apparently welcome trans rugby players.
Okay.
So if you're like a woman who's transitioned to being a man, you can be on the team.
You can
be on the
team. Well, it sounds like they're doing pretty well with the team they have.
I think they're doing okay. Yeah, they're like in second place in the league. They're going to go to the Gay Rugby World Cup, I guess. Everybody go down to Stonewall Inn tomorrow night and
they're playing
bid
at Stonewall Inn.
No, they're bit. That's
oh, that's
the
where
auction.
The thing is. Oh,
yeah,
I
they're
had
gonna
no idea.
Auction off dates with the gay rugby players.
All right, so go check that out.
I work right by there. I could stop in.
You're gonna wander in?
Yeah, I could get a date with a gay rugby player.
You're face blind, but you're not body blind. If
that's
you know what
true.
I'm saying.
You know what? Well, that's what I used to tell people. You know, it's like you know, they say, how can you recognize your husband? I'm like, I'll tell you.
Wow. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In Rockland County, we're at 91.9 FM. And all over the world, you can hear us online at WFMU.org. Hmm. Download our app.
We'll be back next week, I guess.
Very likely.
Ostensibly. Yeah, okay. So that's it. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
Yay!
Stay tuned for more Coney Island.
Thank you.
You are listening to Morricone Island on WFMU. I'm your host, Devin.